In ancient times, on a small island known as Crete, there was a small farm run by a boy called Hector. Hector had creamy brown hair, slightly tan skin, and dark hawk-like brown eyes. Hector was a fine young lad, but he hardly left the farm. One autumn, strange bugs had devoured Hector's crops, and Hector decided to seek fortune across the land. Treading across the plain, a wild storm had begun, and Hector was forced to take shelter in a cave. He tried to stay alert, but soon fell asleep. As he slept, his misty dream formed a face full of mirth, slyness, and merriment. Hermes, the herald of all gods, and god of all who used their wits, spoke to Hector, telling him to journey to Cythera.
Six sphinxes are terrorizing the citizens of Cythera and tormenting the three graces, the goddesses of beauty. If you are searching for fortune, you'll find someone ridding Cythera of the sphinxes.
Before the dream had ended, Hermes left a little something to puzzle over.
I know you have it in you, because your brain is your greatest weapon.
Hector was hesitant. Could he take on this task? Hermes assured him that he could. Hermes branded the shape of a flame on Hector's right hand.
When you need my advice, the flame will glow.
When Hector woke, the mark was still there. Hector traveled past the boundaries of his knowledge, and, on his journey, he started realizing exactly how important this challenge was. A sphinx was a lover of riddles and humanoid snacks. A herd of snow-white bulls suddenly began tramping rapidly towards him. They were coming too quickly. As he was about to become a living pancake, a small girl had rushed forward, waved her hand in an arc, and a wall of clear, sparkling water burst forward, creating a barrier, and the bulls disappeared.
You okay?
Her hair was like a creamy dark chocolate and was hung loosely, curling naturally outward. She wore a beautiful blue dress with dolphins playing along the skirt and large sleeves made of very fine mist. She noticed the flame mark on Hector's hand and her eyes had widened. She quickly led a slightly confused Hector to what appeared to be half backyard, half obstacle course. The girl quickly scaled a tree and called down to Hector.
Coming?
What are we doing?
The girl rolled her eyes.
I'm trying to train you to fight.
Why?
The mark on your hand, of course. It stands as an old emblem of Hermes. You need to learn to fight if you want to achieve anything.
Hector took a step back.
But I'm gonna get rid of the six sphinxes. So that would need brain training, right?
True, but you will need the basics.
Reluctantly, Hector agreed, and over the next few days, the girl taught Hector the basics. Though they weren't basic at all, there were deadly maneuvers, risky tactics, and sneaky, sly tricks. She taught him how to land softly after falling long distances, running silently, and exterminating enemies without leaving a trace. After the fifth day, Hector inquired when he would train his mind.
I was appointed a fighting teacher to show the sneaky and powerful tactics to heroes. My sister, Chrysanthi, is the one to seek for the harnessing of the mind.
Then Hector realized something.
Hey, I never learned your name?
When he turned to face the girl, however, she was gone. The world suddenly swirled and shifted around him, and when it came back into focus, he found himself facing an amber-haired girl. She wore a butterfly-stained dress, green, with a yellow butterfly stain along the side and a smaller blue one in the yellow. She looked fairly surprised to see Hector, but she regained herself and asked,
"How did you get here?"
Hector blinked.
"I'm not sure, actually. There was a girl who trained me to fight for 5 days, and she told me to train my mind with someone called Chrysanthi. She wore a blue dress with dolphins playing along the skirt and sleeves made of
seafoam. Yes, she's my sister. I'm Chrysanthi."
Hector felt his head spinning.
"Yes, well, I'll sharpen your mind into a weapon. It'll take time, of course."
Chrysanthi led Hector to a woody area. Hector suddenly felt a twinge of doubt.
"If all this takes time, will Cythera even be around when I'm ready to save it?" Patience is one of the highest virtues. Time will tell.
Isn't that a type of perseverance?
Called the voice. The dolphin-dressed girl appeared. Chrysanthi nodded.
In some situations, that is correct.
Chrysanthi turned to Hector.
Patience, the will to act, bringing your dreams to light, having the courage to speak the truth, or to stand up for yourself no matter what, are all great virtues that are a part of what makes a hero. Even if you are no one special, that is always true. Still, even with these qualities, training will be required.
And so, a week later, after finishing his star chart and constellation communications lesson, Hector asked if he could go to Cythera and get the heavy task over with. The dolphin-dressed girl told him it would take a while to prepare a spell to send him over there. But they could do it. While he was talking with her, he asked where they even were.
We are on the sacred isle of Delos, which is fastened to the bottom of the sea, where Apollo and Artemis were born. That's why Chrysanthi was surprised to see you here. I can get you to Cythera tomorrow.
When Hector arrived, Cythera looked like Tartarus on Earth. Houses were on fire, road pavements were ripped out, trees had huge claw marks all over them, and blood was splattered all over the place, making the rivers run red. And there was sphinx fur and sphinx waste all over the place. With no trouble whatsoever, he found the six sphinxes, who were cruelly grinning at him through the destruction.
What walks on 4 feet in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and 3 in the evening?
One asked, tail waving lazily around like a whip.
Man, as a child, he crawls on his 4 legs. Once grown, he stands on his 2 feet. And when he is old, he leans on a staff.
The sphinx shrieked in agony, twisting and turning violently until she died. 4 other sphinxes greeted him with the exact same riddle, so he expected the last one to greet him the same way. As the last sphinx began speaking, Hector became too rushed.
I know it. It's man.
The sphinx gave him a sly grin.
Actually, it is not.
Hector was thrown into a pit, so deep and steep that even the sphinx wouldn't be able to find their way up if they were trapped there. Hector tried in vain to escape. Suddenly, the flame mark of Hermes shone, and he heard a familiar voice.
Having trouble? Let me just help you there. Hang on.
After a few moments, 2 golden sandals flew out of the sky on silver wings. At the last moment, however, the wings folded back, fell, and hit Hector on the head.
Sorry.
Hector stood, still recovering from the hit, and pulled on the sandals. He felt the ground leave his feet. He looked down and realized that he was slowly ascending out of the pit. As he landed on solid ground again, the Sphinx looked him over and muttered,
I hate Hermes, dang interfering dog.
Louder, she said.
In marble walls as white as milk, lined with skin as soft as silk, in a fountain crystal clear, a golden apple does appear. No gates are there to this stronghold, yet thieves break in and steal the gold.
After a few moments of thought, Hector answered,
An egg, isn't it?
The Sphinx glared at him with an expression of deepest loathing.
Correct,
was all she said, before disappearing in a yellow fire. He soon found the 3 Graces hiding in a cave on the beach, and the townsfolk hiding in a sheltered valley, which the Sphinx had not reached. As Hermes had predicted, Hector was rewarded for his help. He was appointed general of the Athens army, and he was gifted a blade from the king's armory. It became one of the strongest blades in that history. Though he didn't notice it, his hand glowed as he took the weapon, and from it came a whisper, quiet but powerful in meaning.
Well done. You have accomplished what you were destined to do.
The night before he began his journey home, he had a dream. Hermes and Selene, the god of all who use their wits and the goddess of the moon, were balancing 2 tiny girls on their laps. One had slightly curled, dark chocolate-colored hair, and the other had amber-colored hair, swept across her shoulder. Poseidon, god of the sea, and Athena, goddess of wisdom, suddenly entered the room, gently took the two children's hands, and began leading them out of the room. Athena turned and looked directly at Hector, an expression of understanding on her face. The last, held back, unimportant, yet relieving mystery solved. Chrysanthi and Sapphire.